بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 35th and final session, reading from the Sharh of العقيدة الوسطية by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and the commentary of Al-Imam Abdulaziz Ibn Abdullah Ibn Baz, رحمه الله. Tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to take the third part of the explanation from Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله, of the final chapter of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah. We're going to look at his brief explanation of this final part, third part of the final chapter. And we're going to also look at the commentary of Al-Imam Abdulaziz Ibn Baz for the whole final chapter, which is relatively brief. One point that we were unable to complete last week, which was the final matter that we talked about in the session last week, brief commentary from Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. And we will also mention the book that we're going to start next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So first we're going to start with a quick review of some of the points that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide for Lecture number 34. First question being, by the way, if somebody reminds me, I don't know if we're going to have time at the end of this session, but if not, after the Salat, I want to record the answers for the questionnaire study guide for this lecture tonight. I want to record it tonight, inshallah. And after the Salat, if we don't have time before, somebody remind me. First question, Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah call to Makarim al-Akhlaq, noble character along with what? Along with what? Naam. Manners. Okay. More specifically though, naam.
Adorning themselves with good character, characteristics and manners.
Good characteristics and manners. Okay. Anybody want to give us something? Try to help me with the wording of the Shaykh in Arabic. Naam. Alright, go ahead. What?
Along with the courage of others, would be the same.
Okay, he said makarim al-akhlaq. And what else? Somebody. In Arabic. Who's reading in Arabic? Naam. Not in Arabic? Nobody's reading in Arabic? Naam. Mahasin al-A'mal. Mahasin al-A'mal. What is Mahasin al-A'mal? Huh? Okay, good actions, deeds. Okay, manners can come under that, but more specifically, he's talking about character, yani, makarim al-akhlaq, noble character, and mahasin al-A'mal, yani, the actions, the deeds that a person does. Normally the question is going to be taken directly from the text of the book. Normally. Sometimes the translation may be a little off, so that kind of affects it a little bit, but inshallah we'll do the best we can. Second question, memorize the hadith. The most perfect of the mu'mineen in regards to iman is who? Naam Ahmed. Ahsanuhum khuluqan. What's the meaning of that? Somebody else. What's the meaning of ahsanuhum khuluqan? Naam. Okay, best character. Now, the best of the believers in terms of iman are those who have, yani, the best character. Yani, character. This is how character relates to iman. The best of the people in iman are those who have the best character. Now, Adam? Tayyib. Question number 3. Ahl al-Sunnah call to connecting those who what and giving to those who what and pardoning those who what. Now, Shanawaz. Connecting with those who cut you off. Now.
Giving to those who deprive you.
Yani who withhold from you. Haramaka. Now. And pardoning those who transgressed against you, who wronged you. Who? Zalamaka. Now. This is from what? The Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah call people, invite people to. Number 4. Amongst a host of righteous deeds which involve good treatment of others, good treatment of other people. Ahl al-Sunnah enjoin kindness to parents and what else? And what else? What are some of the other things, Abdul Wali?
Keeping ties of
kinship, blood relations, Zaki.
Neighbors,
being good to, good treatment of one's neighbors, Ahmed.
Being good to your parents.
Being good to parents, yani first and foremost, being good to parents. Now, after that, now. Fadda Adu. Naam, being good, yani kind, charitable to the orphans. Naam, Ahmed. Wabn al-Sabil. What's Wabn al-Sabil? traveler, the wayfarer, the person who's cut off, traveling. They're out of their land and they ran out of provisions. Naam. Ameen. Huh? And masakeen, the poor people. Naam. Pardon, that was from the previous question. Naam. Pardoning those who have oppressed you. Anything else? What else? Finally, he said.
The ones who were possessed.
Who are possessed?
Not possessed.
Possessed. Yani owned. Yani slaves. Yeah. Yani being gentle and kind to slaves. Says Mamluk, now I'm possessed. Good, good, mashallah. Tayyib, mashallah. Question number 5. Ahlul Sunnah prohibit pride, arrogance, transgressing against the people, whether it be what or what? Bihaqqin or bighayri haqqin? What is the meaning of that? Naam. Whether it be justly or unjustly. Rightly so, with a right to do so, or without any right to do so. Either way, it is prohibited. Pride, arrogance, transgressing against the people is wrong in any way, however you look at it. Question number 6. Ahlul Sunnah, in addition to commanding with ma'ali al-akhlaq, yani high moral values, also prohibit what? Naam.
Low character.
Low character, the opposite of it. Naam. And the last question, the basis of everything Ahlul Sunnah say and everything they do is ittiba, strictly following what? The Quran was Sunnah, al-kitabi was Sunnah. Strictly following Al-Quran was Sunnah. And with that statement, which we ended on last week, inshallah, I'm going to just take a minute to go over briefly the brief commentary of Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah concerning that particular statement, which we didn't get a chance to cover last week. And because of its importance, I thought that we'll carry it over to this week, inshallah, especially since that was the last question and we're right and in tune with that. Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah in his explanation of Aqidah al-Wasitiyah says, كُلُّ مَا يَقُولُونَهُ وَيَفْعَلُونَهُ مِنْ هَذَا وَغَيْرِهِ. Everything that the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah say, all of their sayings, and everything that they do, all of their actions, from what has been mentioned here in this book, as well as other than that, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِيهِ مُتَّبِعُونَ لِلْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. Then, in everything that they say and everything that they do, in it, in whatever they say and do, they are Yani ala ittiba, they are following, strictly adhering to the book and the sunnah. This point that the Shaykh mentions here, may Allah have mercy upon him, is from the fawaid al-maslakiyah. Yani it's from those benefits, inshallah, that help us in our behavior, in the way we're going to act. Yani it should cause us to act differently. Yani perhaps it could make a change in our life. Yani a real, whatever they call it, yani life changer or something like that. And because it's something that should affect our lives every single day for the rest of our life. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, everything that they say and everything that they do in it, they are adhering to, yani following the book and the sunnah. The Shaykh says, وَهَذِهِ حَالٌ يَنْبَغِي يَتَنَبَّ لَهَا. Yani this is a condition, a situation that it is incumbent upon us to pay attention to. Yani to be fully conscious of, to think about this condition. What condition? That everything that we say and everything that we do, we should be doing it in following the Quran and the Sunnah. Yani in prayer and charity and fasting alone? No, in everything that we say and everything that we do. He said, وَهُوَ Yani what is this hal that we should pay attention to and be fully conscious of all the time? هُوَ أَنَّنَا كُلُّ مَا نَقُولُهُ وَكُلُّ مَا نَفَعَلُهُ نَشْعُرُ حَالَ قَوْلِهِ أَوْ فِعْلِهِ أَنَّنَا نَتَّبِعُ فِيهِ الرَّسُولِ عليه الصلاة والسلام مَا الْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. Yani it is that everything that we say and everything that we do, we should be aware, we should be conscious while we are saying it or while we are doing it. We should be conscious of the fact that we must be following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that speech or in that action. While we are saying it, while we are doing it, we should be aware, we should be conscious, we should be calling to mind at the time when we are saying something and at the time that we are doing whatever we are doing, that we must be following in what we are saying and what we are doing the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, along with having ikhlas. And whatever we are saying or whatever we're doing, that we're saying it sincerely for the sake of Allah. Yani that's a task. Yani that is a large order. that every time a person speaks, every time they act, they should call to mind, yani, and make sure that they are following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and whatever they are saying and doing, and that they're doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah. The Shaykh, he says, لِتَكُونَ أَقْوَالُهُمْ وَأَفْعَالُهُمْ كُلُّهَا عِبَادَاتٍ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And that is so that their sayings and their actions, all of it, will become acts of worship. Everything that a person says and everything that a person does can become an act of worship. And if you think about our own reality, if you think about how many times or how much time in a day you actually engage in worship, meaning the ritual worship, any prayer and fasting and charity and reading Quran, and how much time we are doing other stuff, any eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, whatever, other stuff that we don't consider to be worship. Imagine if everything that we say and everything that we do, outside of dhikr and dua and tilawatul Quran and salat and zakat, everything that we say and everything we do could be counted as ibadah. What about that? And would that be a life changer? Absolutely. The Shaykh, he says, وَلِهَذَا يُقَالُ. And for this reason, it is said, إِنَّ عِبَادَاتَ الْغَافِلِينَ عَادَاتٌ وَعَادَاتَ الْمُنْتَبِهِينَ عِبَادَاتٌ. يعني the عبادات, the acts of worship of the people who are unmindful, are merely عادات. And the adat, the regular actions that people do habitually, of the people who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become ibadat. Yani, the acts of worship of the people who are unmindful when they are doing them, do not count as worship, due to their being heedless and unmindful of what they are saying or doing. They are not paying attention to what they are saying or doing. When they are worship, they are standing in prayer and their mind is somewhere else. And does Allah accept that as worship? They merely do these things out of habit. Instead of it being ibadah, it becomes adah. Just something that a person habitually does, going through the motions. It's like doing calisthenics, doing push-ups or jumping jacks or lifting weights or whatever. While the adat, yani the normal daily activities of the people who are conscious of Allah while they are doing whatever they're doing or saying whatever they're saying, yani consciously trying to observe whatever came in the Quran and in the Sunnah from Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people who are conscious while they are saying whatever they're saying and doing whatever they're doing, that they're trying to follow the rules and regulations and guidelines of the Quran and the Sunnah, these yani ordinary actions become ibadat. And this is due to their consciousness of Allah while they are doing it or saying it, and their following of the sunnah in whatever they are saying and doing. In everything that they say or they do of the normal day-to-day actions, persons eating, and they are thinking about, are there any guidelines in Islam for this? And eating is just a regular thing that people do. People eat and drink and sleep. But a person thinks about, is there anything in the sunnah? Is there any guidelines of what I should or should not be doing, what I can and cannot do, what is preferable to Allah or disliked by Allah? And a person observes that. So when they eat, they sit down. And they eat with their right hand. And they eat from what is near them. And they say, Bismillah. And when they sleep, they also make dua. And they lay on their right side. And they do any things that is because of the fact that they are conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with something and not pleased with something else. That the sunnah has given us some direction or some guidance in this matter that a person should do and avoid something else. The Shaykh, he closes this point by saying, and again, the point is what? It has been said that the, yani the ibadat of the people who are unmindful of what they are saying and doing becomes adat, just yani things that they do habitually, just habit. And the adat, the daily, regular things that the people who are conscious of Allah and conscious of the sunnah, those regular actions become ibadat. Shaykh says, فالإنسان الموفق يمكن أن يحول العادات إلى إبادات. So the person who was given success by Allah, given tawfiq by Allah, to be conscious of what they're doing and what they're saying. It's possible for that person to transform their normal, daily, everyday, regular activities into acts of worship. Likewise, similarly, the human being who's unconscious and unaware and unmindful, then they make their acts of worship to become just habitual actions, adat. Yani adat meaning things that are not rewardable, that are not commendable, that are not considered acts of worship. فَلْيَحْرِسْ الْمُؤْمِنُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ أَقْوَالَهُ وَأَفْعَالَهُ كُلُّهَا تَبَعًا لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لِيَنَالُ بِذَلِكَ الْأَجْرِ وَيَحْصُلْ بِهِ كَمَالَ الْإِمَانِ وَالْإِنَابَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So the believer, the person who is given success by Allah, should be diligent in striving to make their sayings and their actions, all of them, to be in compliance with the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that that person may achieve or attain the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to achieve by doing so the perfection of iman and al-inaba ila Allah azza wa jalla, turning back to Allah with good deeds. This is what the Shaykh said concerning this matter, and I think that if a person takes this to heart and is sincere in making an attempt by the permission of Allah to follow this advice, then perhaps inshallah it could make the difference in the day of accounting. Tonight inshallah the third part, as the last chapter is divided by al-imam Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, hafidhu Allah, may Allah protect and preserve him. Remember we said that this last chapter contained a lot of points. I numbered them from 1 through 16. Before that I numbered them from 1 through 18, but I summarized a few of them and put them together. So in the first part of this explanation of Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, may Allah protect and preserve him, he mentioned the first 6 points, and we outlined them in a previous session. In the second part, he mentioned 7 points, from 7 through 13. And in this part, we're going to look at the last 3 points that he mentions, or the last 3 points that are mentioned in the text of the book of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, 14, 15, and 16, and the Shaykh's explanation, and then the full explanation of the whole chapter from Al-Imam Abdulaziz Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says, tariqatuhum, and he's talking about the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. This is the 14th point. يعني طريقتهم هي دين الإسلام الذي بعث الله به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني their طريقة, their path, their way. It is the deen of Islam which Allah sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with. يعني the deen of Islam that Allah sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with. يعني what is the deen of Islam that Allah sent Muhammad? Is it what we see people practicing today? Not necessarily so. He's talking about the pure deen of Islam before it was altered or changed or polluted or corrupted by the people who made innovations and changes in the deen of Allah. He said, their tariqah, the tariqah of Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, hiya deen al-Islam, the real pure Islam with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala missioned Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Islam the people were upon in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after his time for a period of time, and then people began to innovate and deviate and separate and differ. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, that is their tariqah, the deen of Islam. لكن لما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أمته ستفترق على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة وهي الجماعة. And in another narration, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about this, فرقة واحدة, he said, هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم أصحابي. So in light of the fact that the Prophet ﷺ has informed us in an authentic narration that his ummah will be divided into 73 firqah, 73 sects, and all of them would be in the hellfire. And all of them would be deserving of punishment in the hellfire. If Allah pardoned them, He pardoned whoever He will. But they will be deserving of punishment in the hellfire, except one of those 73 sects, وَهِيَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ described them as the jama'ah. Yani the group of people who are united upon the truth, who are united upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah. In another narration, he described them as what? Those who are upon that which I and my companions are upon today. The Prophet ﷺ informed us that his ummah would be divided into 73 sects. In the hadith, it mentions the Jews first, and then the Christians, and then yani, the Muslims will be divided into 73 sects. All of them will be in the fire, except one. When he was asked, who is that one? He said, Al-Jama'ah. And in another narration, he said, those who are upon that which I and my companions are upon. Yani, the pure Islam that the Prophet ﷺ was missioned by Allah with. He said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, so when we consider that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about the ummah being divided into 73 sects, and all of them would be in the fire except one, and that one would be the jama'ah, the group who united upon the truth, those who were upon that which he and his companions were upon, he said, Sara, in light of this, Sara al-mutamassikuna bil-Islam al-mahdi al-khalisi an-shawbi hum ahli sunnah wal-jama'ah. So it became that those people, al-mutamassikun bil-Islam al-mahdi, those people who were holding tight to the pure Islam, al-khalisi an-shawb, yani that's free from any kind of yani pollution or corruption or deviation. Those people who are holding fast to that, these are the people who are entitled to be called the Ahl Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Yani the Muslims will be divided, and those people, yani of the 73 sects, who united upon the truth, who followed, who were upon that which the Prophet ﷺ and his companions were upon, in that time, in his lifetime, these people who held fast to this, these are the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That means that not everybody is Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yani not the Ash'ariyya, Maturidiyya, and whoever else may be. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are only those people who held fast to that which the Prophet ﷺ and his companions are upon. And whoever deviated from that, they are not Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. And as some people say, the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah and the Shia. So everybody is Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah except the Shia. No, not everybody is Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. And in a general sense, you might say that, but the reality is the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah are the people who held on to the pure Islam, as it was in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. The 15th point. After this, he says, and he begins to give some of the descriptions, the praiseworthy descriptions of the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. He says, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, وَفِيهِمْ أَصِّدِّقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَى وَالصَّالِحُونَ. Yani that amongst them are the, yani siddiqun, the truthful, people who are purely upon the truth, who are truthful in speech and action and belief. وَالشُّهَدَى, and the martyrs who died in the way of Allah. وَالصَّالِحُونَ, the people of righteousness, who do righteous deeds. And he also said, وَمِنْهُمْ أَعْلَامِ الْهُدَى وَالْمَصَابِعِ الدُّجَى أُولُو الْمَنَاقِبِ الْمَأْثُورَةِ والفضائل المذكورة. And also from amongst them are the أعلام الهدى, yani the signposts of guidance, yani the people who are, yani who others follow, who would follow them, the signposts of هدى, yani these are like the mountains of guidance that the Muslims would follow. ومصابي الدجى, the people who are like lanterns or lights that light up the darkness. And he said, they are those who possess al-manakib al-ma'athura. Yani al-ma'athura al-manqula. Yani those outstanding virtues and traits that have been transmitted after them, transmitted to us. Wal-fadal al-madhkura. And those lofty virtues that are madhkura. Yani mutaraddida ala al-alsina. Yani that are repeated. That are repeated on the tongues of the people. Yani those virtues, yani people who have virtues that are celebrated, that the people talked about after them. وَفِيهِمْ, also he said, وَفِيهِمْ الْأَبْدَالِ. And the Shaykh, in his commentary, Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Ibaz, he gives yani a definition of this, and different scholars have given various definitions, yani somewhat close to one another. وَفِيهِ الْأَبْدَالِ, yani the substitutes, yani the people who would replace one another, when one of them died, another one would follow. وَفِيهِمْ أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ. And also amongst the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, وَمِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ الَّذِينَ أَجْمَعُوا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَأَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى هِدَايَتِهِمْ. And also amongst the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah will be imams of the deen, yani leaders in this deen, who the Muslims would be in total agreement upon their right guidance, that these are rightly guided imams. And finally he says, and this is the last point, and he tells us that this Ahl al-Sunnah, that Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, that they are hum at-ta'ifatu al-mansura. Yani they are the group that would be supported, that would be helped, that would be given victory. Al-ladhina قال فيهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, those people who the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said concerning them, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق منصورة. And in some of the narration, ظاهرين على الحق. Same meaning, لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى تقوم الساعة. يعني that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني the أهل السنة والجماعة, they are the طائفة المنصورة. طائفة المنصورة is not a separate group. يعني the أهل السنة والجماعة, they are also the طائفة المنصورة. They are the فرقة الناجية. These are not different groups of people. These are the same people. And this is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us something about the أهل السنة والجماعة that, and he gives us a description of one of their characteristics, that they are a group of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would support and help and give victory to. وَهُمْ الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَ, those who the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, they will continue to be a group. They will not cease to be a group from my ummah. عَلَى الْحَقْ مَنْصُورَ, they will be upon the truth and they will be supported. They will be given help by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be given nasr by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will be victorious. Yani in one way or another. In this world and the next. لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ وَلَا مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ, and those who oppose them, and those who oppose them, and those who abandon them would not harm them until the establishment of the hour of judgment. And then Shaykh al-Islam closes with dua, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَجْعَلَنَا مِنْهُمْ, and we ask Allah to make us to be from amongst them. وَلَا يُزِيغَ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَا, and that He do not cause our hearts to go astray after He has guided us. وَأَنْ يَهَبَ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ رَحْمَةً, and that He give us, yani from Himself, rahmah. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَحَّابُ, He is the one who gives plentifully. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. And may the salat and salam of Allah be upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his family, his companions, in abundance. This is the final statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, the end of the final chapter. And Shaykh Salih Fawzan, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, says in a brief commentary concerning this final point, he says, يواصل الشيخ رحمه الله بيان مزايا أهل السنة والجماعة فبين مزيتهم العظمى وهي أن طريقتهم دين الإسلام أي هو مذهبهم وطريقهم إلى الله. And here Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah continues to mention the excellent yani merits and virtues of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and he makes clear that the greatest of their virtues, the greatest of what has been mentioned until now, and the greatest of their virtues, it is that their tariqah is the deen of Islam. That is, their madhab, their way, their methodology, and their tariq, their path to Allah, it is the deen of Islam. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِنْدَ الْإِفْتِرَاقِ الَّذِي أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم مِنْ حُدُوثِهِ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ ثَبَتُوا عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَصَارُوا هُمْ الْفِرْقَ النَّاجِيَةِ مِنْ بَيْنِ تِلْكَ الْفِرَقِ وَهُمْ الْجَمَاعَةِ الثَّابِتَةِ على ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه وهو الإسلام المحض الخالص من الشوائب ولذلك فازوا بلقب أهل السنة والجماعة. The Shaykh, he says that Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah mentions yani that the greatest of the merits or the excellent virtues of the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah is that their way to Allah, their methodology, their path to Allah, it is the deen of Islam. And also yani that at the time of iftiraq, when the ummah will be divided, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us that this would occur, that the ummah will be divided into 73 sects, that these people, they would remain firm upon Islam. And they wouldn't deviate with the people who deviated. And they wouldn't separate with the people who separated. وَصَارُهُمْ الْفِرْقَ النَّاجِيَةِ مِنْ بَيْنِ تِلْكَ الْفِرْقَ, so they became the saved sect. Yani 73 sects, all of them will be in the fire except one. One will be saved from the fire. So they became, because they adhered to the pure Islam of the Prophet ﷺ, and they remained firm upon the pure Islam of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became yani that group of the 73 groups, the one that would be saved yani from the hellfire. Yani saved from innovation in this life and saved from the punishment of the hellfire in the next life. وَهُمْ الْجَمَاعَ الثَّابِتَةِ And they are the jama'as, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they asked who is this one group that will be saved from the fire, he said, الجماعة. The Shaykh says, الجماعة الثابتة على ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. And they are the group that will remain firm at the time of the division and separation and deviation. They would remain firm upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions were upon. And that which they remain firm upon, هو الإسلام المحض. Yani the pure unadulterated Islam. الخالص من الشوائب. شوائب. Yani that which is free from any kind of pollution or corruption or deviation. وَلِذَلِكَ فَازُوا بِلَقَبْ أَهْلِ السُّنُوجِ And for this reason, yani because of the fact that they remained firm at the time of the division, they remained firm upon the way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, for this reason they were successful and victorious in attaining the title of أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ So this is not a small title that a person takes lightly. And I may have mentioned it before, but I remember when I traveled to India many, many years ago, over 20 years ago, the brothers, they told me when I got there, we're going to go around the country to different places. Well, not around the whole country, the state of Kerala, which is very big and beautiful. So we're going to go to many places. Don't refer to us as Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Don't use that expression. I told them, why? They said, because here, the Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah means the Quburiyun, the people who worship graves. They have taken that title. I said, fine, no problem. I won't be using that expression. We'll leave that alone. But the Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah is a title of honor and respect, and we should understand what it entails, and that a person is not entitled to be described with this title, except that they're actually following the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and that they are uniting together upon the truth. Then the Shaykh says, وَفِيهِمْ الصِّدِّقُونَ Yani amongst them, and these are some of the virtuous characteristics and qualities that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions concerning the Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, that amongst them are the Siddiqoon, الْمُبَالِغُونَ فِي الصِّدْقِ وَالتَّصْدِيقِ Yani that those who go to the highest level of as-siddiq, of truthfulness and tasdeeq, testifying to the truth. وَالشُّهَدَاء الْقَتْلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Yani those who are killed in the path of Allah, yani in jihad, on the battlefield. وَالصَّالِحُونَ Yani the righteous, أَهْلُ الْعَمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ The people who are the, yani who are known for, yani righteous actions. وَفِيهِمْ أَعْلَامُ الْهُدَى And also amongst the أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ وَمِنْهُمْ أعلام الهدى ومصابي الدجى وأولو المناقب المأثورة والفضائل المذكورة Here he's mentioning this, these are descriptions of the scholars, the ulama, yani the scholars who are mountains of knowledge, of guidance. They are lights that light up the darkness and they possess the beautiful, lofty, noble qualities and characteristics that have been transmitted to us and that the people celebrate and praise and mention until today. Then the Shaykh says, وَفِي أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ الْعُلَمَاءِ الْأَعْلَامِ الْمُتَّصِفُونَ بِكُلِّ وَصْفِ حَمِيدٍ إِلْمًا وَعَمْلًا That amongst the Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, yani these descriptions that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentions, he said, these are the ulama, the mountains of knowledge, who are described with every description, every praiseworthy description, عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا Yani they have knowledge and they also act upon that knowledge. وَفِيهِمْ الْأَبْدَالِ And also amongst them are the abdal, the substitutes, for lack of a better word, وَهُمْ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ وَالْعُبَّادِ And some said زُحَّاد, and so on. Yani these are the awliya of Allah, the people of iman and taqwa, people who are known for worship and for yani not being lost in the world. He said, سُمُّوا بِذَلِكَ قِيلَ لِأَنَّهُمْ كُلُّ مَا مَاتَ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدْ أُبْدِلَ بِآخَرِ Yani they are called the abdal because every time one of them died, he would be replaced by another one. He would be replaced by another one. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ عَنْ أَحْمَدْ Imam Ahmad رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْحَدِيثِ And in a narration, Imam Ahmad رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ mentions that they are abdal, yani people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange one for another. When one of them died, another one. And they said, who are they? He said, أَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ If they are not أَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ, I don't know who they would be. وَفِيهِمْ أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ And also amongst the أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ are the imams of this deen. أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ أي في أهل السنة العلماء المقتدى بهم كالأئمة الأربعة وغيرهم يعني that also amongst the أهل السنة الجماعة from the أهل السنة الجماعة are the علماء the scholars who are taken as an example as a model to be followed like the four imams and others besides them. Like Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna, or Sufyan al-Thawri, and Abd ibn Mubarak, and other than them, from the famous scholars of the Ahl al-Sunnah, who are mountains of knowledge. And finally, the Shaykh says, وَهُمْ الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَ. And they are the, yani, victorious, or the supported group. Meaning the Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they are the group that's mentioned in the hadith, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Yani, they will remain a group from amongst my ummah. Yani, the hadith that's reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Then he says, ثُمَّ خَتَمَ الشَّيْخ رِسَالَتُهُ الْمُبَارَكَةِ بِالدُّعَى. And then the Shaykh, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, he ends this risala, this blessed risala, he ends it with dua. He ends it with the dua, yani the meaning of which he said, may Allah, O Allah, we ask you to make us to be from amongst them, the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, and that you do not cause our hearts to deviate after you had guided us. And imagine a person has been guided, and then they deviate. Wallahi, this is a dua that came in the Quran, that a person needs to say every day, do not cause us to deviate after we have been guided. And he said also that, and O Allah, give us from yourself, yani rahmah, mercy. Indeed, you are the one who gives freely. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam al-taslim al-kathira. The Shaykh says he closed with dua. Yani Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah closed this risala with dua and salat and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa huwa khair khitam. And it is the best way to close. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And what remains is the explanation of Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, yani, which is a brief explanation, and we're going to go through it in the few minutes that remain. Shaykh ibn Baz, in his final commentary from the final chapter, the whole of the final chapter, he talks about the whole of it, but at the beginning of it he says, هذه الكلمات التي ذكرها المؤلف عن أهل السنة والجماعة, and this is in Arabic on page 125, the explanation, the commentary of Shaykh ibn Baz. I'm going to show in English what page it begins on. If anybody knows, please help me. In English, huh? The commentary, huh? 2:13. He said, these words, which have been mentioned by the author about the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, kalimatun azimatun tuktab bima'i dhahab. And these are magnificent words that should be written in gold. وَيَنْبَغِي عَلَى كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ أَنْ يَعْتَقِدَهَا. And it is incumbent upon every believer to believe like this. Like what's mentioned in this book, from the beginning of it to the end of it. وَأَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ عَلَيْهَا, and to be upright upon it, consistent in it. وَأَنْ يَسِيرُ عَلَيْهَا, and to travel upon, yani, that which is mentioned in this book. لِأَنَّهَا هِيَ قَوْلَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. Because this is the position. This is the position of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Yani what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions in this book, this is the position, the correct position of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And because, يعني ولأن القرآن العظيم والسنة المطهرة قد دل على ذلك. And because, يعني what is mentioned in this book has been pointed to by the magnificent Quran and the pure Sunnah. فأهل السنة والجماعة موصوفون بكل خير. The أهل السنة والجماعة are described with every, يعني kind of good. They command the معروف, that which is good, and they prohibit the munkar, the evil, in a manner that has been required by the Sharia. And they bind themselves and limit themselves to the Sharia, yani to acting and believing and speaking according to what Allah has legislated. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Tawbah, 9th Surah, 71st Ayat, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْدُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْدْ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Yani that the believers, the believing men and the believing women, they are awliya, supporters of one another. They enjoin the ma'aruf, that which is good, and they prohibit the munkar. And this is the way of the Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, that which came in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And likewise, he says, their view is the establishment of Salat, Salatul Jumu'ah, and the Eids, and the congregational prayers, and Jihad, with the Umara, Abraran Kanu, aw Fujjaran. Yani that we establish these, yani, community activities with the leaders of the Muslims, if they are righteous or unrighteous, sinful. And this is because the establishment, or the, yani, the proper establishment of jihad and the safety of the lands and the unity of the Muslims, yani, is in standing behind the Muslim leader. ووزر الأمير ومعاسيه عليه. يعني his sin or his disobedience is upon him. And the people shouldn't say that he's a sinful leader. How can we pray behind him? Then his sin is upon him. And the reality is, and I'll leave that because somebody might misunderstand what I'm saying. But the point is that we do follow people in prayer other than that all the time. And we don't know about their sins, or we don't really seem to be concerned about their sins, even if we know about them. And that's because following the leader is what is prescribed in Islam. This is the way of the people of Sunnah. And it doesn't matter that that leader is righteous or he's sinful, as long as he doesn't command us to do disobedience to Allah. And there's no obedience to any created being in disobedience to the Creator. His sin is upon him. And even if he has some sins, so we still pray behind him, the Jumu'ah prayer and the congregational prayers, and we fight with him in jihad, as it has occurred in the time of the previous nations, Ahd, Bani Umayyah, Bani Abbas, Ghayrihim, yani the people before us, yani since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of the leaders of Muslims were not righteous. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah ya'muruna bi birr al walidain wa silat al arham wa husn al jiwar, yani that they command the people to be good to parents, be dutiful to parents, and to keep the ties of blood relations, and to yani have good treatment for your neighbors. And they call to lofty character and good actions and deeds, and they call to connecting or joining yani with those who have cut us off, and pardoning those who have wronged us, and yani forgiving and giving to those who have deprived us, who have not given to us, but withheld from us. وَيَعْتَقِدُونَ مَا قَالَهُ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we have, it's part of our aqeedah. We believe in it and we act upon it. Yani our aqeedah is not just a conviction in the heart, it's what we live by. Yani he said that we believe, it is our aqeedah. They believe in what the Prophet ﷺ said when he said the example of the believers in their love for one another and their mercy and compassion for one another is like the likeness of a body. If any member of the body complains, then the rest of the body shares. The rest of the body shares with that member of the body in its fever and in its sleeplessness. And then he said, and likewise the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, the believer to another believer is like a solid cemented structure. Each part of it supports the other. Each part of it supports the other. And also the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, the most complete and perfect, akmal, the most complete and perfect of believers in terms of iman is the best of them in character. كُلُّ هَذَا يَعْتَقِدُهُ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. All of this is what we believe, the أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. This is our aqeedah, what we believe and what we live by. And then he said, وَهُمْ فِي كُلِّ مَا يَقُولُونَ وَيَقُولُونَهُ وَيَفْعَلُونَهُ مُتَقَيِّدُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. Everything that they say and everything that they do, yani they are bound by, restricted to, limited to that which came in the book and the sunnah. They don't have any other goal. Rather, all of their sayings and all of their actions are restricted by or bound to the book and the sunnah. And for this reason, they are called Ahli Sunnah. Because they follow the sunnah. And in the sunnah prayers that we pray before the dhuhr and after dhuhr, and after the maghrib and after isha and before the fajr, that's part of the sunnah. Yani the Ahli Sunnah act upon the sunnah. And we believe in the sunnah. We don't just take those matters, it's just sunnah. No, this is the way of Ahli Sunnah, that we follow the sunnah. In our prayers and fasting and our interaction with people, with our parents and our family, our children, in our business, at school, wherever. Ahl Sunnah, we follow the Sunnah. That's why we're called Ahl Sunnah. And they're also called Ahl al-Jama'ah because they unite together and don't try to divide. And the people of Sunnah don't fight against each other and attack one another and lie on one another and divide the people. But we believe in unity upon the Haqq. And they're also called Ahl al-Kitabi wa Sunnah. And for giving preference to the book and the sunnah. لأنهم اجتمعوا على ذلك وتعاقدوا على ذلك وتعاونوا على ذلك فهم أهل السنة والجماعة. And that is because they have gathered together upon this, the Quran and the sunnah. And they have reached a mutual agreement upon following the book and the sunnah and cooperating upon what it came in the Quran and the sunnah. So for this reason, we are called أهل السنة والجماعة. وهم أهل الكتاب والسنة كما بين ذلك أهل العلم. And they, he said, وَهُمْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. They are the people of the book and the sunnah, as has been made clear by the people of knowledge. وَفِيهِمْ أَئِمَّةُ الْهُدَى وَالْعِلْمِ الَّذِينَ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الدِّينِ. And amongst the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are the Imams of right guidance and knowledge, those who are upright upon the deen. And these people limit themselves to what came in the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kulluhum, all of these people are part of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wa fihim al Abdal. And here the Shaykh gives his definition of Abdal, the substitutes or whatever we can call them in English. He says, وَهُمْ أَلَّذِينَ يُبْدِلُوا بَعْدُهُمْ بَعْضٍ. Yani they are those who substitute some of them for others. Yani one substitutes for another. Al-Abdal, he said, يعني العلماء, he said they are the scholars. الَّذِينَ يَخْلُفُوا بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضٍ. Yani one of them follows another. Some of the scholars said that it is like the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, I think is mentioned in the Sunnah of Abu Dawud, that at the head of every 100 years, there would come a mujaddid, one who would revise this deen. And other scholars said other things. In any case, the Shaykh is saying they are the ulama. Some of the scholars said that they are the ubad, worshippers. And some said zuhad, the people who practice zuhud, yani who are not lost in this world. And so on. In any case, they are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace one after another. They would always be amongst the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, وَهُمَ الَّذِينَ يعني those who were substitute for one another. He said they are the scholars who come one after another. وَيَنُوبُ بَعْدُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْدٍ. Some of them, yani, will come in place of another one. كُلُّ مَا حَلَكَ عَالِمٌ جَاءَ بَعْدُهُ عَالِمٌ. Every time a scholar died, another scholar would come after him until Allah inherits the earth and whoever is upon it. وَهَذَا حَالْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. This is the condition of this ummah, and it is as Allah, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, that they would remain a ta'ifa from amongst my ummah, ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, who will be victorious upon the truth, and those who oppose them, as well as those who abandon them, would not harm them in any way until the establishment of the hour. The Shaykh explains here, حَتَّى تَكُومَ سَعَى, until the establishment of the hour, it means حَتَّى يَقْرُبُ قيامها بمجيء الريح الطيبة التي تقبض أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات. He said that until the establishment of hour means until the nearness to the approach of the establishment of the hour, when there will come a ريح, a good wind, طيب, طيبة, ريح طيبة, which would take the souls of the believing men and the believing women. حتى لا يبقى إلا الأشرار. Such that all the believers will be moved from the earth and nobody will remain except the most evil of people. فعليهم تقوم الساعة. And it is upon them that the hour of judgment will come. And it won't come upon the believers. The meaning of حتى تقوم الساعة, until the nearness of the hour of judgment, and then the believers will be removed from the earth, and then the hour of judgment will come upon the most evil of people. Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he closes by saying, نسأل الله أن يجعلنا وإياكم منهم. And we ask Allah that He make us and you all to be from amongst them, أهل السنة والجماعة. نعم. أن لا نجعلنا. نسأل الله أن لا يجعلنا وإياكم منهم. جزاكم الله خير. يعني meaning that may Allah not make us, yani, to be from amongst those ashra, the people of evil, that would be the last people on the earth when the hour of judgment will come. Nas'alullah an la yaj'alana wa iyyakum minhum. We ask Allah to not make us and you to be from amongst them. Wa an yu'idhana wa iyyakum min sharri anfusina. And that Allah protect us and protect you all from the evil of our own selves. Wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. And from the evil consequences of our deeds. وَأَنْ يَنْصُرَ دِينَنَا وَيُعْلِيَ كَلِمَتَهُ. And that Allah support and give victory to His deen and make His word, يعني لا إله إلا الله, to be the uppermost. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And there is no power and no strength except with Allah. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَيْهِ. We're going to close with this, but I do want to say that next week, inshallah, we're going to be starting a new book, and it's going to be a small book, so it's not going to be long, it's not going to be 9 months, inshallah, and we hope that every one of you will join us for the whole 2 months, with no absences. Consistency. We want to see consistency. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Actually, we have 3 minutes before the adhan. Let's do the questions from tonight. The mu'allif, the author, says about Ahl al-Sunnah, their tariqah is what? It's missing from the translation. It's not in the translation. They didn't, translate it. Their tariqah is what? Deen al-Islam. What's Deen al-Islam? الذي بعث به بعث الله به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Deen of Islam that Allah sent the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with. How many sects did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say his ummah were divided into? And what did he say about these sects? How many sects? 73. What did he say about them? They will all be in the fire except one. Now, Jama'ah, mention the two descriptions which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam identified, the firqa, the sect which would be saved from the fire. What did he describe them with? They are who? First description he gave is what? The Jama'ah. Second description he gave is? That they... Naam, that which I am upon and my companions. The mu'allif author says the title Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah is given to those who adhere to what? The Qur'an and Sunnah, yani the pure Islam, yani that it is in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. The mu'allif says, yani those who adhere strictly, yani that which came in the book and the Sunnah. The mu'allif says amongst Ahl al-Sunnah are people of various praiseworthy descriptions. Mention some of those descriptions. He said they are the, first he said three descriptions. Okay, the pious, righteous, what else? Siddiqeen first, and then Shuhada, the martyrs, and then the Salihun. And other descriptions he gave, he said? Alam al-Huda. They are the signposts of guidance. Now, and they are also the Masabih al-Duja, yani the lanterns in darkness. And he also said they are? Those who have these outstanding traits and qualities and characteristics. Now, and also he said? And these are some of the descriptions that he mentioned. How does the Shari explain the text define al-abdal? What did he say is the abdal? The what? The substitutes. Yani he described them as? The scholars. The scholars. Yani who every time one of them died, yani, then another scholar would come to replace them. Naam. Last question. What did the Prophet ﷺ say about al-Ta'if al-Mansura, the victorious group in the authentic hadith? What did he say about the al-Ta'if al-Mansura? لا تزال طائفة من أمتي They will continue to be a group from my ummah. They will be supported by Allah.
And those who oppose them will not harm them.
And those who oppose them will not harm them.
Until the hours.
One, he said, those who oppose them will not harm them. Who else will not harm them?
Whoever stays away from them.
And whoever abandons them. Whoever opposed them and whoever abandons them will not harm them until the establishment of the hour. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I ask Allah for myself and each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone and in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that He recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, steadfastness upon it, sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant any speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, fill their graves with light and make them spacious, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the hellfire, and admit them into His paradise. And we ask Allah to grant comfort and relief and victory to the weak amongst the Muslims, men, women, and children in Palestine and wherever they are in the Muslim lands. And other than that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them protection from Himself, protect them from before them and behind them, from the right and from the left, and from above them and below them. And we ask this of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani alladhi la ilaha illa huwa hayyu qayyum la ilaha illa huwa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi azim azim amin ya rabbal alamin fikum barakallah. Next week we're going to start a new class. The class is a book, a very brief advice from Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. It was the answer to a question. One of his students asked for advice, yani how should I regulate my life? And the Shaykh answered, yani that in four areas, yani your relationship with Allah, and your relationship with the Messenger of Allah, and your worship, yani your actions of worship other than the obligatory duties as well as the manner of seeking knowledge. It's a very brief essay. I actually found it on the wall of a masjid on one big sheet of paper. I asked the imam if I could take it home with me and copy it and bring it back tomorrow. And for more than 30 years, I have read it over and over and over again. It's extremely, extremely beneficial advice. Whoever acts upon it definitely has to help us, inshallah. And tomorrow, and next week, inshallah, we'll give out the books in Arabic for those who want Arabic and in English for those who want English. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.